Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Today's message is going to preempt our regular sermon series. Let me share with you this morning our focus here at Crown of Life Baptist Church. May your soul be comforted by this message. The Bible clearly states in the book of Proverbs that where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. So having a vision is crucial to the perpetuity of the Lord's church and Crown of Life Baptist Church's longevity specifically. Our vision is as broad as it is wide. It is hard to capture in a simple phrase or a few concise words. God is calling a people to himself by the preaching of the everlasting gospel to them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, that they may someday rejoice, worship, and sing before the throne of Christ, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, the blessed and only hope for mankind. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Let me clarify and broaden that vision. God is calling the human race, fallen mankind, to embrace the cross of Christ and he is calling those who have received the gift of life to run the race to be joint heirs with Christ and receive the crown of life. That is the vision and mission of Crown of Life Baptist Church in a nutshell. But let me further elaborate this truth with you to give you an even better understanding. There has been many sermons and songs over the ages that have drawn a beautiful, poetic parallel between the Lord's church and a lighthouse. There are untold numbers of lighthouses around the world. One of the seven ancient wonders of the world was the lighthouse at Alexandria, Egypt. From antiquity, lighthouses have been aiding the navigation along the Land's End and inland waterways in order to avoid the treacherous shoals, submerged reefs, and rocky shores. They also were used as channel markers to help seafarers identify a port of entry. Lighthouses have been majestically perched upon jagged rocky knolls and sandy cliffs the world over, signaling ships at the sea by various means, primarily by a rotating or flashing light beacon, and secondarily by the use of a foghorn, whistle, or bell, and in more modern cases, a radio frequency beacon. I have many wonderful memories of navigating the waterways and seeing the lighthouses as I sailed the eastern shorelines of the United States in my youth as an avid sailor. In comparison, the church is to be such an entity in the spiritual sense, a majestic lighthouse perched high above the fray, warning of the impending danger of sin and its cost, should one neglect to heed the ultimate beacon of light. Jesus told Peter that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus Christ is that solid rock upon which the churches are anchored, not Peter as erroneously taught by some apostate forms of Christianity. No gale, force winds, and waves, nor hurricane can ever level this lighthouse off its preeminent perch. Jesus preached the following exhortation at his Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Jesus is the rock of ages. He is the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. He is the rock of my salvation, as King David wrote. Is Jesus your rock? Is your faith anchored upon that rock? Jesus said to those who do not heed his words that they shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. The body of Christ is to be a light in the world, preaching, like the Apostle Paul, the kingdom of God and those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, so that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And those that gladly received the Savior were baptized and added to the church. Again, notice, as stated in an earlier sermon, baptism comes after one's profession of faith, never before. Churches, ye are called to be a lighthouse. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's found in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Jesus, the light of the world, said of himself, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. The churches are to illuminate the path of those who put their faith in Christ, to take up their cross and follow him. A follower of Christ is one that continues in his words and is therefore defined as a disciple. The responsibility of the church is to make faithful disciples that yearn to continue in the words of Christ so that at the end of their life they can say in unison with the Apostle Paul, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." That's found in 2 Timothy chapter 4. This promise is reserved for the faithful saints. Many a ship have felt the brutal lashes of a surging storm, with raging waves as they ran aground upon the shallows or craggy shores, thus suffering a tragic demise. The true New Testament churches that have the unction of God upon them and have not lost their candlestick are warning both the lost and the saved of the wages of sin and the resulting condemnation if they heed not the forewarning. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Paul said to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." It is true that God is love, and that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But to deny this precious gift that God has extended to all of mankind is a treacherous mistake that will result in eternal damnation of one's soul in the lake of fire. Also, there are those that believe in Christ but deny him in their deeds. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Titus. Paul is writing, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." That's found in Titus 1:16. They too will face temporary condemnation, but only for them it will be at the judgment seat of Christ, because Jesus Christ is holy and demands obedience, just as he was obedient to the cross and the will of the Father. It says in the book of Hebrews, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered." Note the following crucial passage of Scripture to all believers in both the New Testament and the Old. When the prophet Samuel rebuked the rebellious king Saul of Israel, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." Hebrews 2:3. "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" The book of Revelation in particular declares that we are to be kings and priests of the Lord in the world to come, when Christ rules and reigns here on this earth, but only if we are not rejected at the judgment seat for rebellion, just as King Saul was rejected in the last dispensation. What is this kingdom of heaven, or otherwise called the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Christ? It is the millennial reign, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ here on this earth, along with his called out, chosen, and faithful servants, "In thy kingdom come," which many of us remember praying in the Lord's Prayer. Don't fret, my friend. God's kingdom is coming. What I have explained just now is a portion of things you will learn here at Crown of Life Baptist Church. If you enjoy being a vigilant student of the Word of Truth, you will enjoy being in attendance at our church. Our vision is unique in this age of great apostasy and confusion. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, we therefore emphasize the deeper truth found in the Scriptures so that we are not willingly ignorant of God's voice. The unfathomable knowledge of Christ and His coming kingdom is key to enjoying the good pleasures of the Lord, or else reap the consequences for ignoring it. God warns every generation of this potential pitfall. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. We find that in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. These are the motivations behind the formation of Crown of Life Baptist Church, a dynamically new church for this 21st century with a renewed love for the cherished liberties and the Word of God that Americans once revered and exercised, including the liberties the churches exercised before they became entangled with the state. Entanglement opposes God's commandments to be separate from the world. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The words inscribed on the Liberty Bell rang clearly and loudly throughout the colonies in 1776. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. A partial quote from Leviticus 25:10. Over 240 years ago, the British Crown despised the parsons that preached from their pulpits, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. They were disparagingly called the Black Robe Regiment by the enemy, but they wore the derogatory distinction with honor and courage. Like such men as Jonas Clark, Isaac Backus, James Caldwell, John Gano, John Witherspoon, Peter Muhlenberg, and many others, men of God full of faith and integrity. Hence, the uncanny prophetic correlation between the Philadelphian church in the book of Revelation, the Continental Congress meeting in Philadelphia, the birthplace of our nation, and lastly, the Philadelphia Baptist Association, the oldest association of Baptist churches in America, founded in 1707. These preachers of old united a people around a common, righteous cause. But ever since, Satan and his earthly minions have splintered our nation and our churches and polluted the Word of God with a multitude of corrupted versions. God is not the author of confusion. Crown of Life Baptist Church is a voice crying in this spiritually barren wilderness where the light of liberty has been quenched. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just as Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, and the 12 apostles trumpeted this proclamation throughout the land of Israel and the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago, it is just as relevant, if not more relevant, today. Why, you may ask? Because the kingdom of heaven is so much closer at hand today than when it was first proclaimed. Jesus said, "Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Note what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome, which was and is still directed to every believer and church down through the ages. "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." Found in Romans, again notice this warning is directed to the believer, not the lost man. Putting on Christ here implies putting on the armor of light, and the armor of God is found in Ephesians chapter 6. Crown of Life Baptist Church is a uniquely different church for this uniquely different world in which we live, as compared to what even our parents and grandparents dwelt in. Jesus further warns the churches and the individual believer, don't lose your crown. Jesus was speaking to the Philadelphian church in Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." The Apostle Paul states in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, "Let no man beguile you of your reward. No crown, no reigning with Christ, hence no inheritance and no entrance into the millennial kingdom of God. Just like the adult population of Israel that came out of Egypt provoking the Lord 10 times was forbidden to enter the promised land except for Caleb and Joshua. Note, however, the free gift of eternal life cannot be lost or stripped from us. It is the eternal assurance of the believer that is secure forevermore. But the kingdom can be beyond your reach. Exclusion is a possibility for the slothful believer and slothful church. Only the overcomers inherit the kingdom glory. Again, the vision of Crown of Life Baptist Church. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. God is calling the human race, fallen mankind, to embrace the cross of Christ. He is calling those who have received the gift of life to run the race to be joint heirs with Christ and receive the crown of life. Crown of Life Baptist Church derived their name from 2 passages in the Bible that seriously emphasizes the nature of the Christian's walk of obedient faith. And these are the only 2 verses that mention the crown of life. First, the Lord is encouraging the church in Smyrna. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And lastly, James exhorts us with these comforting words. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James chapter 1, verse 12. Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." This is imperative if you want the crown. Not only is God looking for lost sinners to get saved out of the world and become born-again creatures, but He is also looking for faithful members who will run the race, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, a person He can use in His coming kingdom. Only those who desire it will attain. It is highly advisable at this late hour of the church age to learn what this kingdom teaching means. Hear the many poignant sermons on this topic along with other topics that are preached here with clarity, precision, and passion. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday with the joy of Christ resonating in your mind and heart. Hear us here on Freedom 95 every Sunday morning at 7:30. Crown of Life Baptist Church currently meets every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, exit 210 off of Interstate 69. In closing, listen to the beautiful words of this powerful hymn, "Am I a Soldier of the Cross?" written by the great English hymnist Isaac Watts some 300 years ago. "Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own His cause or blush to speak His name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend to grace to help me on to God? Sure I must fight. If I would reign, increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by Thy word. Thy saints in all this glorious war shall conquer though they die. They see the triumph from afar by faith discerning eye. When this illustrious day shall rise and all Thy armies shine in robes of victory through the skies, the glory shall be thine." Those are beautiful words of the importance of the coming kingdom of God. Now listen to the following verses. These are specifically talking to you, my fellow believers. 1 Corinthians 9:24. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may attain." Hebrews 12:1, "Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My friend, our life in Christ, we need to be proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.